Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Powered by Football podcast. We're covering some more games today. We've got the first game of the day, which is Germany against Spain. And Tom Byrne, you were just giving us some interesting tidbits before we started the stream. So why don't you take it away and tell us some interesting things about this clash?
Yeah, so good evening, everybody. Thank you for joining us on the Powered by Football podcast. Our first match of the night, Spain versus Germany. These two teams have not had a good tournament so far. Currently, both of them are on 0 points, Spain with a game in hand. Realistically, Germany's goal difference is pretty dire. This match will determine who comes fourth in the group. Unless it's a draw, in which case Spain will come fourth anyway. I think the most interesting things at the moment, when you look at the table, the French and the Belgians are going through to the semi-finals already. Both of them have won their first three matches of the week, and the English have won their three matches in Group B, so they're also going through to the semi-finals. And because of that, those three teams are locked into the World Cup. So congrats to Belgium for making their debut at the World Cup next year.
Be very interesting.
The big question of the day is going to be who takes second in Group B. Currently, Italy has that by one goal over Ireland. Ireland will play England in game four of the day, whereas Italy plays Scotland to round out the group stage. One would imagine that Italy should be able to dispatch with Scotland, which means that they have put themselves into a really prime position to make the semis and to make the 2026 FIFA Power Chair Football World Cup in Argentina.
You're very smart, aren't you, Tom?
Yes, Jax is here as well. He's hiding.
Yeah. Actually, I didn't introduce myself, but I am here. I just sort of let the two geniuses do their thing for a bit. But
Well, yeah, I think Jax, your title as favourite host of the podcast is starting to slip away.
yeah,
we're
well,
co-hosts now. There is no favoritism.
yeah, we don't play favourites here at the Powered by Football podcast.
Look, I know that I'm the third set of wheels, and that's okay.
Yeah, you're the training wheels.
I was going for the third set of wheels, like the third wheel in the
Oh,
couple.
yeah, of course, like
Yeah,
the
like a tricycle. I'm the one at the front. You guys are the ones at the back.
course you'd
Sure.
think you're the one at the front.
Well, no, they're all of equal importance, okay? Because the front one does the steering, okay, but the brakes are on the back two wheels. So without the back two wheels brakes, the front
Are
wheel will just collide into a wall.
you suggesting that the two of us are hampering your creative abilities?
No, I'm saying you're keeping me in check from doing something very silly.
That's
Oh, I don't think we're doing that.
correct. I do my best. It's hard, but I do my best.
Yes.
Now, obviously, I wasn't part of the podcast yesterday. But I need to ask, first match of the day yesterday was Ireland Scotland from memory. What were
Yes,
your guys'
yes.
thoughts on this game? Because I have thoughts on it, but I want to hear what you guys say first.
So, I missed a good portion of that game. I believe Ireland ended up coming out winners.
Yeah,
I
that
thought
was
it
yeah.
was. I mean, the bits that I saw at this in the second half, I thought were fairly even. I think just the Irish were just far more clinical than the Scottish were.
Jax, your thoughts?
Yeah, I think we saw the passing got a lot better in that game as it progressed. Same with the game
Yes.
afterwards that we watched. Oh, who was it, Matt? I don't know, actually, my brain's blanking.
The game afterwards.
Was it like Germany, Spain? But no, that's now.
Spain and
That's the
somebody.
game we're watching here.
Spain, Belgium. Would it
Spain,
be?
Belgium.
Yes, I believe
Yes.
so.
Same sort of
So, so.
story with that game where the passing got a lot better as the game progressed, but I don't know, I think it was a fair result. I think, like, it was very, very close. I'd attempted to solve a Rubik's Cube live at halftime, and it did not go well.
Well, so, you know, you mentioned Rubik's Cube. In the 2 weeks ahead, like 2 weeks before the APO Cup, this is the is hosting the National Speed Cubing Championships.
Oh my god, that's awesome.
Maybe you're a late starter in that tournament, Jackson.
No, I don't think you want
no,
me,
honestly. No, from what I heard yesterday, it was a travesty. It was Jackson embarrassing himself live.
Yes.
To all of about three viewers, which is fine. So, like,
yes. Hello, three viewers.
I
look up at my webcam. I'm like, why am I doing that? There's no camera. It's an audio podcast.
Yeah, and your camera's off.
Well, yes. Actually, that's not entirely true. They can, if we turn our cameras on, they can see us.
I don't
on the YouTube.
I don't
on the YouTube.
We've been uploading videos of this to YouTube.
Yes.
Yeah. That's where I get the, like, yes, three people watched us commentate one of the games. But I've heard it's doing much better on Spotify. So.
Yeah, Spotify, we've had double that, if not more, which is obviously awesome.
Which is pretty good. Well, double zero is still zero. But
anyway,
sorry, let's continue.
To get back to what I was trying to start with, I put that game on because I had family around for dinner. So I put that game on, and some of them had never seen Powerchair football before. Now, I'll be measured, because I know that we are recording for the podcast. I don't think I could have picked a worse game to introduce people to the sport with.
You know what?
It was possibly the most boring game of Powerchair football I've seen played on the international stage. And sure, I'll say that as an insult. I did not like that match.
You know what?
Yeah,
that's fair because
I get that.
It was a really close game, but
the first 10 minutes, I don't think I saw it pass. It was all just dribbling and battling, but it wasn't even good battling. It was just the ball's between us, unless we're going to stare at it. Like I was terribly disappointed by that match.
Yes, sorry to cut you off there. I don't know if it picked up on the microphone. I just heard some absolutely amazing thunder. So if this video
I've got that at my place as well.
If there's a blackout and I don't get the entire game, I'm so sorry. But we're gonna do our best to power through here at the Powered by Football podcast as we are very close to starting this game.
Look, you got a goat to sacrifice to Thor? Maybe like.
I look outside my window. There's no thunder here, so I don't know what you two are talking about.
You're in another state.
You live in a place that may as well.
Yeah.
So
right.
I'm not
in a state of denial like you two are.
Very funny. Very funny.
I
think what we've got here as well is once again the referees have said, "Hey, fans on." And then they've set that 2 minutes early because they've been doing it all week and so they were just going to sit around waiting for the players to come on.
Interesting.
Now, I have muted the audio as well, so I cannot hear the main commentary, so it's just us.
Okay, then.
Looks like we're getting thumbs up from the goalkeepers, however. And that will be the opening whistle. And Jeopardy with the kickoff goes for territory immediately. Oh no, please don't let this be like yesterday.
You know what though?
I really
like that kickoff. Okay.
Because I do.
It hems the opposition into the other into their, you know, half, and they've got to essentially play it out. Now, against a team that can actually play it out, like England, probably don't want to be giving the ball off the kickoff because they're just going to march down the field and do whatever they want with it. But against a team that are probably not as skillful, that's probably a pretty good kickoff to do.
So the only thing is that you are streaming, by the way, I should remind you.
Yes.
We should be careful saying Germany going for territory because the last time they tried that, it didn't go too well.
You know what?
Look, it's still better than your mention about the Roman Empire the other day, Matthew.
Okay, but that was actually a history lesson, all right? Because somebody...
That was sneaky. We may as well actually talk football.
That was very sneaky from the Germans. They saw the gap open at the near post, just almost slotted it through.
I've also heard that was very sneaky from the Germans, and that didn't work too well for them either.
Yeah, this is cursed.
Yeah.
I should stop.
You really
probably.
Right, so we have a free kick at the top of the box. I was looking away, so I didn't see. I assume it's a 2-on-1 violation.
Yeah, I believe it was a 2-on-1 violation. Now, unfortunately, both these teams throughout the tournament have been giving these away, mainly because the goalkeeper tends to play a bit high up and doesn't watch when he is coming out of the box. So...
ball is now in motion. Ooh. That's a ball with a lot of heat on it. Just goes across the box.
That was...
Never said an air swing like that. That's impressive.
You know what? That was a very dangerous way that the Spanish goalkeeper came out there, because he essentially came out to cover the block, but left about 2.5 meters behind him the German winger to pick from. Now, unfortunately, he didn't see it in time, but that would have been probably the easiest goal Germany would have scored this tournament if he'd seen that.
That little passing play there by Germany doesn't work out. They'll win a goal kick.
So do we know these two teams are fairly new to the sport, aren't they?
I believe they are.
Mm.
They have, both of these teams have played international football.
Yes.
2022 was the, I don't know what the name of the tournament is, but it's the kind of the qualifiers to this tournament.
They have qualifiers to this tournament. Oh,
yes, and then
I guess that makes sense with so many teams in Europe.
And then in 2023, the Germans were part of a four nations tournament with Italy, Austria, Switzerland involved.
That's cool.
I don't know how well they went in that tournament, but as we see the Spanish here, counter attack upfield, that one's going to go wide right.
It's like a battle of the Alps, that four-team comp.
Yeah, all have... Central European contest. Mm. This is actually an entertaining game. The ball's moving around a lot. There's,
yes.
Like, it's not the quality of an England-France game, but it's at least got some pace on it, which is...
See, the thing is that these two teams are a little weaker defensively, okay, which means that they will be, both teams will be able to get more passes off. Ooh, lucky to avoid that 2-on-1.
Ooh,
oh, good advantage played.
Nah, now there's going to be 2-on-1.
Oh, that is.
Oh, it's been given as a goal.
Ooh.
I mean,
they did play advantage because there was a German 2-on-1 first in the lead up.
Yeah,
right there.
2-on-1 there, but here.
Playing advantage.
That's a Spanish 2-on-1 right there in my view.
Yes and no. So it depends. Do you think that winger, after he passed the ball, was involved in the play? And it's a bit hard to say. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because he passed the ball, tries to get out of it. I mean,
I think it's more when the pass is made, it's the second winger ready to receive. Mm-hmm. Now, if that distance is more than 6 meters, then I will happily eat my hat on that one. But it just looks like a sort of play that gets called 2-on-1.
I will say it was very close, wasn't it? It was very close.
Definitely was very close. It's the pass along the top of the box that worries me. After the pass on the top of the box, I've got no 2-on-1. But where the ball is going across the top of the box, that's when there's a potential 2. But we're not the referees. We're some lads in Australia. And the score is 1-0 to the Spanish.
Ooh,
nice little contact that the German tried to do. Just didn't quite take enough pace off of the ball there. You see that a lot. The English do that a lot, where they just take up the pace off the ball so they can swing it across from that kind of corner position.
Spanish number seven battling with the Spanish number eight in the center. Number seven's going to win out, take it to the ring.
You mean the German number eight?
Yeah, the Spanish number seven won the ball.
You said the Spanish number eight.
Cool. Yeah. That's cool.
It is cool. Very upper echelon commentary from Tom Byrne.
I don't have my usual procedures and documents for this.
It looks like
There's a sub happening, and there's a captain.
And the captain's coming off. Interesting. And then...
The captain's coming off, a new player's coming on, and a different player is taking the armband.
You know what? I started to learn some of the names. I've completely forgotten them now. I got my head around pronouncing some of the Belgian names and some of the Spanish names, but I've forgotten now.
It's that one. Throw in Typhon at the wall, and the Germans send it back, and the Spanish will have another throw in.
This is a pretty orthodox setup they've got here to defend. You see a lot of teams employ this kind of setup with the 1-2 in the box.
It's a very tantalizing gap, which the Spanish player goes for. Gets sent out, and now the Germans break quickly upfield on the right-hand side.
See, where the ball was placed on the sideline, I don't mind leaving a big gap like that because he can't really get it across properly because the angle was a bit too tight. So it would have been quite easy, as you saw, for the defender on the post to just kind of clean it up.
As that one goes away for a goal kick.
Yeah, smart play there from the Germans, just to just almost reset, if you will. Now, Germany, from their goal kicks, have employed a variety of different strategies over the week, if memory serves me correctly. They've had kind of like a dribbling out of the back maneuver, where the two defenders just kind of sit next to each other. Ooh. And then they've got the standard maneuver. Oh, what a ball.
Well, I don't mind the one at the center, but the Spanish have certainly capitalized with it, and now they've hit a corner.
Very well done by the Spanish for that press there.
You can tell the Spanish at the moment just have a little bit more oomph up front. They're getting their passes are a lot sharper. They're getting to the ball quicker than the Germans are. I'm not sure how I feel about this corner setup.
It's definitely something. Trying to mark the center, trying to mark the defender. They'll win another corner out of it, but you don't really want to be here all day.
I mean, I like the way that the goalkeeper behind the line just comes up and just blocks the line. Oh, just blocks that ball across. But a team like France or England are going to nail that gap too fast for you to really do anything about it.
And so 2-on-1 building there for Spain, but they broke it apart. But no, there is a 2-on-1 against Germany.
Yeah, the goalkeeper and the winger there, I think, just got a little bit too close.
He rushed out that
volley
too quick.
But I mean, if the winger for Germany is actively getting out of the way, it's kind of a bit hard to call that.
Yeah, but if he in any way blocks the run or impedes the vision, then it still is two.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that I agree with.
Good chance here. Good save. And there's no two there because the winger is out of the way. So we will play on another contest, looking at the top of the box.
He's looking to try and win another corner. I think he's almost managed it.
We've not had a 2-on-1, but I think we're playing advantage. No advantage, just straight. Yeah, that's definitely
a 2.
We're playing advantage.
You know what? A good advantage. Very good advantage.
And a good shepherd off the ball there by the German 20.
Oh, that's a 2.
They have called it, have they?
And this will be the drinks break.
No, it's a drinks break. Okay.
Okay, so we'll resume with the free pick.
Do we know how hot it is today over in Italy?
Let me find out.
Do you think they'll have drinks breaks up in Brisbane when it's like 35 degrees?
It really depends on the weather. Now, I have forgotten the name of the place, so we're just going to search Italy weather.
Yeah, I also forgot. This is the goal
it's
here.
It's 24 degrees in Rome today, top of 29, with some rain. There's a moderate rainfall warning in Lazio.
Lazio is up north, isn't it?
Sure.
Wikipedia
tells me the climate of Italy is highly diverse.
It is. It's very diverse. Italy is a lovely country. I wish to go there someday. I wish to go to all the European countries. France, Germany, Austria, Belgium, Netherlands. They are all beautiful countries. Fantastic architecture.
And fantastic football as the teams make their way back out after the drinks break.
Mm-hmm. So I believe this will be a Spanish ball for a German 2-on-1.
Yes, we discussed that.
Good read from the Germans, though.
Great read.
See, I like what Spain are trying to do, but Germany are doing well to cut out those kind of passing lanes. And Spain really need to just... They're trying just to whack it to a good spot, but they're whacking it assuming that there isn't a German there. And
I think it's just that they've got more power on the ball.
Mm.
And they're trying to use that, which doesn't always work. You do have to place your shots as well.
Oh, absolutely.
And the free kick for the Germans. It's for the wrong way for a goal kick. I think there's probably a few better options than that.
Yeah, I feel like they could have done a lot better there. The Germans are playing very deep with their centre. Their centre's well past the halfway line.
But I think it allows you to run onto the ball like that and create the triangle.
Yeah.
And you can just shoot and hit it straight at the other team's centre.
I mean, good vision there. I can tell he was trying to get it across.
A big fan of, unless you're a really top quality team, I'm a big fan of a deeper centre because it gives you time to run onto the ball and create your own pace rather than sitting there stationary and just not creating pace.
Oh, absolutely.
Good use of the front there. Good spin.
Oh!
It's on target. It's a 2-on-1 violation, however.
Correct.
Yeah, they're just getting a bit too close there. Tell you what, this German number 9 is very, very good. His dribbling up his ability to dribble it up the field and get a half decent cutback off more often than not. Ooh, that's close to a Spanish 2-on-1, and the refs called it.
Is a Spanish 2-on-1.
Yeah, the Spanish need to watch their width because at the moment their wingers are really creeping in. And we've got a sub here from the Germans. Number 20 is coming off for number. When they turn around, we'll find out. Or not. I promise that we'll be much better organized when we are commentating APO. We'll actually have the team sheets and whatnot.
Which always helps. Matthew,
don't make promises you can't keep, Matt. it's easier to commentate when you're in the building.
Absolutely.
You can see more things in the camera gives you, and you can hear the falls,
the atmosphere,
the flash of the metal, the atmosphere.
Yeah. Oh,
that's a great shot. Second chance. They're playing advantage for some sort of foul. Good draft pass. Great defense.
He needed to swing it across to his man at the far post rather than going back to the man in the corner.
Didn't have the angle on it, though. The chair was very much, I can only pass
back down. Oh, yes, absolutely. And look, I'm a big advocate of just send it back to where it came from if you can't do anything else with it. You know, reset the play kind of thing.
That might be a 2-on-1 violation. We're going to play the ball out of bounds first. Ooh, we're having a chat with one of the players. It's gone the other way.
I think there's a contact foul in here. He's given, and he's warned the Spanish number 19 there.
If you look at the background too, the bench is having a big chat with the fourth official for the Spanish team.
And yeah, it's definitely direct. You've got the referees just marked out the 5. Oh, what a ball.
Oh, I needed to spin the other way there.
He did. I think his positioning there was all wrong. He needed to face the goals because everybody knows front of chair, or he needed to spin the other way because of the way he was set up there. Spinning that way, he was never going to get a shot on target.
But
what a ball from the Germans.
This German press is just suffocating at the moment. They've really warmed into this second quarter.
Mm.
Oh, good intercept.
Good little intercept, though.
Great little intercept. Keeper needs to stay in the box.
Now the keeper
rushes out.
That's a 2.
2-on-1 violation if there's no advantage.
They've tried to play advantage there and they've called it back, which is on. I love how much the referees in this competition are trying to play advantage. It's fantastic to see.
It's a concerted effort of the referees to try and play more advantage because historically you just see so many teams, so many refs just go, oh, there's the infringement whistle.
Yeah, the amount of goals I've seen disallowed because the referee's blown the whistle, but there was a wonderful advantage on.
Well, the situation happened at the Club World Cup in Paris where advantage wasn't played, goal wasn't scored, and it probably took a spire out of the out of the semi-finals.
Hmm.
Well done there by the Germans.
Right, what's our halftime entertainment for this one going to be?
That's
a great question.
We improvise it every game. There's no
spin. Ooh.
Go ahead.
That's a beautiful ball. And I love that pass back, but the German was just... Well, no, the German number 8 there was just kind of waiting for the ball. And if you're going to sit there and wait for the ball while you're being essentially man-marked... That the player that's man marking you is going to get to that ball every time.
Now, just notice something as well. My understanding of the technical regulations is that when you have a number on the back of the chair, it must be mounted top and bottom, as we see a foul against the Spanish once more.
Mm-hmm.
Substitution. The Spanish numbers are not mounted at the bottom; they are just flapping around. I am surprised that the referees have not picked that up during technical inspections throughout the week.
Well, yeah, I see what you mean. It's the Spanish number 10's come on now. I'm surprised he didn't start this game.
I've got a good opportunity if the ball goes to the right. It doesn't, and that play is going to break down for the Germans.
Tell you what, the Germans look very dangerous on the counter-attack. Very, very dangerous.
Now that they've actually warmed into this match, provided they can defend well, they've looked good. They've had some great possession the last 10 minutes. But we are starting to get into everyone being a little bit too close.
Yeah. I think that'll be something that especially Spain in particular address. A lot of their attack has been stifled by the fact that they keep giving away 2-on-1s between the winger and the winger, or the winger and the centre. They're all just crowding a little bit too much. They're going to look to play it out here. Didn't quite work. Oh, yeah, that's beautiful. Good read there.
The goalkeeper to come forward.
Just need a little bit more place on that ball, I think. I mean, the what I'd love to see from the Germans is when they get that kind of break where they just try to swap it from wing to wing. I'd love to see one of the Germans just turn, tap it, and go, and just run straight into the corner, because the Spanish are really doing well to intercept their passes from sideline to sideline. So seeing something like that, just catching the Spanish off guard almost, would be, I think that is something that the Germans should definitely consider.
That's not something we normally associate with the Spanish being caught off guard. Usually they're the one that we don't expect.
That is true.
Good little shot there. Good defence.
So Spain haven't seen much of... Oh, that is half time.
At the end of the first half, Spain led this game 1-0.
I must say, I think Germany finished that half better than the Spanish did. The Germans really started to create a lot of pressure up the up in Spain's half, but just couldn't quite capitalize. Meanwhile, the Spanish, anytime they got down into Germany's end, they just kept giving away two-on-ones. So, honestly, the team talks at halftime here. I think the Spanish coach will definitely be telling, look, just give each of our players just a little bit more room up the field, and the goals will come. But Germany, to their credit, they've defended very, very well at the end of this half and have created some quite good opportunities up the field.
Jeff, do you have any thoughts?
Agreeing with Matt is my main one. Germany definitely getting better as the half progresses. I think it'd be interesting to see what the rest of the 20 looks like, I think. Just hoping for more goals because it's entertaining, really.
Most definitely. Yeah. In fact, that goal that Spain scored is their first of the tournament.
Is it?
Yeah, and the Germans are also yet to get off the mark. So if they do get a goal, that would be fun. That would make this game really fun.
I'm going to just head out for 1 second, boys. So please keep yourselves entertained. But I will be back.
Does that mean the recording stops?
No.
No, he's just running away from the desk.
Ah. That makes
sense. You can hear his chair engage there. Other results from around the ground in other sports. Tom, who do you think is going to win the AFL Grand Final?
Oh, it's probably the Lions, right?
Who are they playing?
I don't even know. Richmond, maybe? I'm pretty sure
Richmond almost came last.
Fantastic. I only watch about 2 AFL games a year.
I assume both Lions games.
Usually. I spent the day playing Hunger Games, trying to get tickets for the Broncos Panthers match.
Ah, that's going to be a good game. I'm looking forward to that one.
I mean, it should be. I don't have skin in the game apart from my a wager on Penrith, which I think I have discussed previously on the podcast. But no, that was fun trying to acquire a lot of tickets today because everybody wanted tickets. And
one would imagine that Brisbane's going to be sold out for that match.
We're members of the Broncos, and so you get the pre-sale.
So your trade is to your real team, which is the Cowboys.
I'm not the member. It's my dad's the member. The email talked about how the NRL were expecting to potentially break the record to the fastest ever preliminary final sellout.
Hmm.
Which is impressive.
Should be a good game.
Suncorp's not small. It's 55,000 seats.
Also, fun fact, I think this is the first time ever that both the premiers in the AFL and the NRL has gone out in straight sets.
Well, it's the the last time it happened in the NRL was 16 years ago, and the time before that was also 16 years ago.
Yes, and that was the Bulldogs, I believe.
Dogs? Yeah, I think that was about, sounds about right.
No, I was very, very happy to see Penrith get up on the weekend. They dismantled Canterbury in the first half. Good Lord.
Oh, yeah,
I was not expecting that.
I looked at the score at halftime and I thought, wowzers, that is not a finals performance from Canterbury.
Oh. Penrith were on from the get-go.
I'd said all year that Canterbury did not look like a top 14. Like, they had that incredible run at the start of the year where they only played bottom half of the table teams. And then as the year got on and they started playing harder teams, they started dropping points. And then, yeah, we went to finals and, oh, look, we've just crashed out because actually we're not a very good football team.
Look, my Penrith Panthers are doing well, so I'm happy.
How's the weather doing in Sydney now?
How's the weather in Sydney? Yeah, I don't know. Windy.
You guys were nearly dying from thunder like half an hour ago, so.
Well, apparently Jax was. I don't know. Maybe that's where Jax went to go fix his roof or something.
I haven't heard anymore. I have not heard any more thunder.
That's a start.
Yeah.
And Jax, your team in the EPL are doing well.
Yeah, 5-point lead in the Prem at the moment.
As everybody probably expected. I mean.
Yeah, well, it's the glory of being a Liverpool fan.
So it seems. What does the table actually look like in the Premier League? I don't know.
Whilst Matthew looks up the Premier League table, we will say something. Oh.
Yo, Josh.
Oh. We will welcome.
Yo.
Save Josh. Us from the silence of our broadcast about the Premier League.
We weren't silent. There's no silence.
No, we weren't that silent. We were fine.
A lot of silence for an audio-based podcast.
Yeah, they'll be fine.
Sunderland are in seventh. Look at them go. Ah, Manchester United, roughly where they should be.
Is it last?
It's a bit high.
Not quite. Yeah, it is a bit high. 11th. Oh, the Wolves are 5 losses from 5.
It's about time they go down with the amount of crap that's happened to them.
Tell you what, I can't wait for the derby between Sunderland and Newcastle United. That is going to be a cracker.
That'll be good.
That is going to be a cracker of a game.
What's your take on Aston Villa being in the relegation zone?
They're not doing too crash hot.
No, at all. Not.
Arteta, we dominated every aspect against City. Did you though? Because you didn't win. Pretty sure you didn't win. There's a red card in the Sunderland game. Let me look.
Did you see the card fest that was the? Was it Scotland or Ireland? Not Scotland. England. No, England. The England game last night.
No, I did not. Did John Bolden get sent off?
John got a yellow.
John got England, a yellow.
England, Denmark. John got a yellow.
Oh, you know what? We did watch that game.
Yeah. I saw you.
Very physical teams.
Oh, that was a very exciting game.
Was that was the one we had on in the background behind Neil.fun, was it not?
It was, I think. Yes.
Did you end up finishing the stimulation
course? I did. I went to the beach. I went to the beach.
Oh, yeah. Have you, you've played exactly. Stimulation Simulator or whatever it's called, Stimulation Clicker, Tom?
No, I have not heard of this. I will have to look it up at some point, not during this match, which is about to get underway once again. You know, the purpose of this podcast.
The purpose of this podcast is to have fun. What do you mean?
Oh, why am I here then? This isn't fun.
You're enjoying yourself, don't lie.
Yeah, you love this.
You're basically the Brisbane version of Jax, Tom.
I mean, we had the same disability.
Only a bit older, I think.
We had the same disability. We might as well be the same person.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of times that you just brought something up and I've been like, the amount of things you've surprised me with that you're also into, we may as well be the same person.
I think the only thing that does separate us is I am nowhere near into 21 Pilots as you are. That is
is the wrong line.
Oh, well, we're playing.
And now they're playing advantage for something.
Playing advantage of putting the ball on the wrong line. That's
no, it is a 2-1 against the Germans.
But yes, to continue the tangent, yes, Jackson and I share the same 3 brain cells.
3?
Yeah, 3.
It's better than 2, I guess.
Yeah, we're doing so good.
Yeah. One of us has a law degree.
One of us doesn't.
What happens when you both need all 3 at the same time, though?
We don't.
Nice little tussle here between the German number 8 and the Spanish number 10 in the corner here.
It's a long tussle, and the Germans kick it out of fight.
I'd love to see them take some quick hits, the Spanish, because the Germans take a little too long for their set pieces.
One earlier the Spanish had, but I think they had a meeting for about 45 seconds to work out what they were doing. There was like 3 of them huddled
over. Open on that post.
Or you could just hit it straight at the goalkeeper. That also works. Really. Good spin.
Oh,
that is fantastic. That
nice. Germany on the counter attack. Germans on the counter. Also heard that one.
There's a big gap on that near post. Oh, he doesn't quite get that in. That'll be a Spanish goal kick. Oh, that's a nice play there.
They needed to just run through that ball rather than slowing it down.
Yeah.
Didn't really.
He just kind of tried to hit and pray there. Germans need to be careful there. The goalkeeper was very close to leaving the box.
Hey, he was fine.
Hey, he'll be right.
And that's a passing attempted by Germany. Doesn't quite work out. Spain trying to intercept, and it's been a collision.
It's against the Germans. I'm not quite sure what the... So the referee is warning the German number 9 here, I think. Let's see what the Spanish can do with this.
So this is a direct free kick.
Yes, I feel like both teams' set pieces have been pretty lackluster this game. Not really finding any kind of gaps or anything like that.
The number 9 is still having a discussion with the referee. The referee's not having a bar of it. Usually you don't win those debates.
Yeah, no, I don't think I've ever seen one be won.
In other news, the Spanish number 10 standing almost on the penalty spot, which is definitely not a recommended position.
The two wingers for the Spanish are very close there. Both of them are within the posts, and that was a very easy read there from the German defense. Just bunt it straight back out the moment it gets swung in.
German winger will beat out the opposing number 9. Takes it all the way to the corner. Off the back of the chair, and passing will be played. That's not a great option.
Oh, don't. Yeah, just leave it. You don't want to swing on that. The ball was going out off them. The last thing you want to do is give up possession easily when you're doing something you shouldn't.
I wouldn't have minded just ripping it. That's not how you just rip it, though. Spain on the counter.
There's no one in the goal box for Germany. Very well done there by the German keeper. Puts it out just over the halfway line.
Okay, now this is the tempo from Spain.
That's very close. That's almost a 2-on-2.
Yeah, there's a interesting...
good advantage played there, and the referee's going to call it back for a Spanish 2. Sorry, a 2-on-1 against the Germans.
German 2.
Mm. Not the greatest spot in the world. Right on the side of the goal box there.
The extra width can allow you, if you put the player up here in front of Odestetter, who's the German number 11 in the front here, you can create some options. But with the player in that position, like, there you go, move in, move up, move up. That didn't
work out. Very well read from the German defense, though. That's beautiful. Oh, he just needed to give himself a little bit more time there. He was never going to connect that ball, the German winger. It was a beautiful passing play to get down the field on the counter. And it looks like the Germans are going to make a sub here as well. Number 9's for number 20.
Balls like that are not easy to hit. It's very hard to train for a ball like that. And so you can just kind of rip it and hope. That's a good attempt.
That's a nice ball. Didn't quite work out for the Germans.
A little bit of panic from all the players there. And if I don't go back for 2-on-1.
I believe this is going to be a German ball. Germans are coming, pressing nice and high. So it's a German indirect right on the halfway line. Keeper's coming up to take it. This is very dangerous if they miss it. Mm-hmm. Well, in terms of the Germans' tournament at the moment, 1-0 to Spain is the same as 3, realistically speaking. They need to win if they have any hope finishing in that third or fourth spot. I believe there's 5 teams per pool, right?
Yep, 5 per pool.
Yeah.
So both these teams currently sitting on 0 points.
And Germany will be looking to avoid that fifth place finish.
This is the last match of the Germans as well.
Yeah. Oh, that's a lovely ball. Oh, be very careful there. That's very well done there from the 11 for Germany, blocking the spin kick. Well worked there from the Spanish. They win a corner. Let's see if they can actually do something with it.
Another big discussion from the Spanish.
And they're now sitting next to each other.
Oh, that's not going to be a goal.
Are they going to call that?
They're celebrating. It's not going to be a goal, though. It went way too high.
It did go very high. But did it go higher than the red mark on the goalpost? Because if it didn't, that's still a goal. But yes, I believe they are being a call back. I'm hoping to see a replay. But it did look very, very high, didn't it?
Well, we do have the advantage of action replay here.
I believe...
Goofed it? Yes, oh, that's very high. Above. Yeah, that's way too high.
Definitely went above.
You know what? We've probably missed a goal now. Let's go back to live, shall we?
Let's go back to there.
Mm-hmm.
And we've not missed any of the action. We don't have to be
That's
live.
True.
The joys of pre-recording your podcast.
Yeah.
That's very, very well done there from the Germans, but he hasn't managed to keep that in.
It's not very well
done. I could have sworn he'd managed to keep that in. But obviously the linesman was very close to that.
Ooh,
that is... Yeah, I like that, but he was never in a good enough position. Nice. It was well worked. A nice little spin kick in the corner there to try and play it across the box to his winger on the other side, but he's just completely mistimed it. And that's a lovely goal kick there. But I thought, and that's another missed spin kick from the Spanish winger. It's going to be a German hit in from right in the corner.
And that one comes off the German keeper and immediately turned over the ball.
Yeah, they've put that straight out for a... And this is a very dangerous position. Just at the top of the... Just at the top of the box, or in line with the top of the box.
Yeah, he's putting it between the two wingers. The left winger trying to run it rather than punch him. Spain's going to.
I'm not sure that was the right option there. I think that's out of Spain. I think they're going to call. Yep. So that's going to be a German ball again, right in the corner here. The kick in.
And that will be all we have in this period before the water break. And through the magic of television,
we can almost get to the end of the drink break. Hell yeah, I love technology.
Technology.
The referee's just getting ready here to go back on the field. Well, we've got this little drink break. Who do you reckon, who are your guys' favourites to take out the tournament?
French.
Yeah, it's got to be French, right?
My brain says French. My brain says France, my heart says England.
I was listening to the 2-on-1 podcast, which is the English one, and Ryan Sippel was trying everything he could to explain why it had to be England, and it just sounded like the man was sucking on copium the whole time.
Right.
What were some of the reasons he stated?
I don't remember. When you've got Greg Baxter, a man who has been training with the England squad for the last several months ahead of this tournament, saying he thinks the French are just better, you better have to go with that.
Yeah, I mean, the French are very deadly in open play. So, don't get me wrong, so are England, but I just feel like France have more skill across the park.
And I mean,
than Matt, England do.
You saw that Denmark game yesterday. When the pressure came on, everything was panicked from the English. There was
when the English played Italy. When Italy went ahead there, they panicked, and it took a double substitution, bringing back on Marcus Harrison and Dan McLellan to actually turn the game in England's favour. But England were getting kind of towards the end of that game, at least until they equal.
Yeah, before I jumped in there, I would say France are just more versatile. They can tussle and they can pass, whereas I think England struggled to pass struggled to tussle as much as they can pass.
I agree.
You stayed muted for so long, Josh. I forgot you were in the call.
Yeah,
my bad. Didn't.
Are you doing homework again or what?
Maybe. I just try and get out background noise.
I see.
Ooh, not a great ball there from the Spanish.
Now, I had to duck out for like 20 seconds there, so I assume everyone said the French are better than the English.
Yes.
Everybody said that the French are... probably favourites. But I mean, look, football,
to say they're better.
Football's a funny game. I believe in the last Euros, England beat them on penalties. And you got that. The French and the English, it went down to penalties again for the World Cup final. I mean, England defended for pretty much all of that game. And it was a very lucky goal they scored to equal. But... I mean, yeah, football's a funny game. So if they can defend well.
I think the real question that is very much open to debate is who takes third? Who wins out of Belgium and Italy?
I think Italy have got third.
Yeah,
I think Italy have got
third in Italy.
Italy looked really good when they played against Denmark. They looked so good and they had the lead from
Italy.
That one play comes on. Off the all face. Right.
Nice little header there from the German 55. And now I believe... I believe they've given a contact foul here against the Germans.
Must have been too forceful through the ball.
Oh, that's a beautiful ball.
Well, the German defense gave way too much space, which allowed that beautiful cross to come in. Now they have a run.
Well, that's what I want to see from the Germans.
Tries to flick through. Can't do that.
Beautiful work from the German right wing.
It's frozen.
Haven't heard for a while.
German goalkeeper and the Spanish number 7 just battling it out right in the middle of the...
Spanish number 7 has lost sight of everything. As there's a 2-on-1 violation.
Yep, and they're playing advantage.
Playing advantage in favour of the Spanish.
I'm pretty sure that was a...
That was definitely a Spanish 2.
Definitely a Spanish 2-on-1.
Well, this ball getting absolutely pinned around here. Great clearance by the Germans.
The Germans have any hope of winning this game. They need to score in the next minute or so.
Yeah, that's generally how football works, Matthew.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, that
crack them a couple of times, but it's just quite not coming off for them.
Is that ball taken wide? Touched off the Spanish chair. Germans will hit the ball once more. We're going backwards for a contact call.
There's a card coming out here.
I am going with the book.
Is the stream lagging for you too, Matt?
It was lagging a little bit for me. It's fine now.
Yeah, that's going to be this. Probably a microwave going on in my kitchen. I apologize.
It's okay.
Imagine having a microwave.
I cannot control the kitchen of my house.
Yeah, you can. Just tell them not to use the microwave.
Moving on.
You don't want a microwave.
I was supposed to have dinner 30 minutes ago, so we're already.
We can tangent into the microwave, like how the inventor of the microwave only passed away like a year or two ago.
What?
There's a Tom Scott interviewed this man.
That's awesome.
Mm. Have you ever seen what happens when you microwave a grape? It turns into plasma. It's very cool. Kids, do not microwave a grape at home.
Stick to
microwave metal, kids.
Don't do metal either. My mum set my kebab on fire in a hospital microwave because it had foil on it. Do not do that. Do not microwave foil. Do not microwave anything other than food.
Microwave a microwave.
That's fine.
Damn, I was hoping to do that.
Good luck fitting a microwave in a microwave. Anyway.
You just buy a smaller microwave.
Just a smaller microwave.
Yeah, exactly.
You've got the sensor.
Oh, that's a very nice ball there.
I've seen some very good passing, not some less.
Players getting a little bit close there. It's going to be
a two.
Yeah, they've called back for the 2-on-1 against Germany, which is fair, and he's just put that straight out.
Interesting.
I think Spain are looking at just winding down the clock here, which...
I think that was them trying to play quick. If you're winding down the clock, you sit there for 30 seconds and have a CWA meeting. You don't play like this. Great shot.
I tell you what, I think the German defense had that shot covered. It was just too far out.
There is a sub happening here. It's the Germans.
The Germans are making a double sub.
Not sure why they're having a sub this late, but you do you, Germany. There is currently 5.
They have number 14 and number 25 coming off. Number 2 has gone on for Germany, and I will find out who the other player is. I've got no idea.
30 seconds left in the game. Spain nearly scoring their second here.
That's going to be... Whoa, he's done very well, well to keep that in. Or don't pass it to back to Spain. Oh, he needed to put it... He needed to give it back to the Spaniard on the wing there. There was no shot. There was... Yep. They've called it for a 2-on-1. But there was no chance he was getting it through the German defense there. Absolutely no chance.
Another 2-on-1 violation that almost booted up field. We are now into stoppages. It should be at least 1 minute, possibly two. I imagine that probably just one, given the water break.
Oh, they're pushing up. They're pushing up. Now, if it's a draw here, what happens? Because Spain still have a game left, but Germany do not.
It's a group stage. It's a draw.
No, but like, what does it do for the for where people finish?
Very little.
Fair enough.
Another substitution. This time it should be the Spanish, and this one makes
a lot. Yeah, they're looking to waste down the time, waste down the clock. I imagine there'll probably be a couple minutes added.
Well, we're about to end the first minute of stoppages.
That's a good ball.
All the way upfield.
Oh, that's dangerous. The German goalkeeper is outside of the box here. Ooh, that's a bit of contact on the back wheel there.
It wasn't back
wheel. Referee didn't see any problem with it.
This will be good enough for the Spanish to hold on to the 3 points unless a miracle happens now. That ball still there will be another foul in Spain.
Jevin, I imagine they'll be getting pretty close to blowing the whistle here.
There's a lot of shouting from both benches now. Everyone knows how much this means. Keeper swapping out with the centre.
Yeah, German bench is just telling them, go for it. Push up as far as you can.
That's the kick.
Great ball. Oh, that's very nice.
Unfortunately, the follow-up is not as strong. 2 minutes of stoppages have now gone by. Advantage being played.
Advantage played there. Yeah, I was going to say there was contact on that back. No, they are not.
Yet.
Oh, no, they have called it back. No, I'm dumb.
No. Okay, one last chance, surely.
Spain nearly turning lead on their own net here. Battling at the top of the box. Tries to find the flip, can't do so. Needs to recycle possession.
That's...
No recycling here, however.
And there it is. That's the game.
And that will be game over for the Germans.
Lovely spin kick there from the Spanish, just past halfway. The German goalkeeper, dispossessed there. And, no, was it the German goalkeeper? No. German number 8 there just got dispossessed. It's a beautiful spin. He's just caught it, and he's absolutely nailed it. It goes right between the posts for Spain's second goal, and they will not be...
We will get the fan back going, but I don't think there'll be much time left. In fact, that is the
fan. That's game. Pretty good game, considering where these two teams are in their respective pool. And, I was thoroughly entertained by this game.
Well, this result will keep Spain alive for third place in the group. They play Northern Ireland in match 5 of the day.
Be a close game.
It should be a close game. Spain... trailing only on goal difference, so they need to win, but this will be the end of the Germans tournament. Unfortunate for them that they don't get to have any goals. They at least played well in this match. They will be in the 9th, 10th
They do have a playoff.
I believe that match is the last match of tomorrow, and they will play, depending on results, probably Scotland.
Well, I'm going to end the recording now, but thank you guys for your contribution for this match.
You're very welcome.
we will see you guys in the next match.
Yeah, and I'm going to go eat before that happens. So.